Hey, Don, did you know that there are over 300,000 toxic waste sites across the country?
Really, Yael? I had no idea there were that many.
Yep. Military bases, airports, anywhere there's a factory or some kind of industry, you get toxic chemicals leaching into the soil and contaminating groundwater.
That sounds bad. What's being done to clean it up?
Glad you asked. There are some conventional methods, such as pumping toxic water up to the surface and siphoning out the chemicals, but that's expensive, and you still have to get rid of the waste somehow.
Aren't some scientists working on alternate ways to clean up hazardous waste? I read something about scientists at Rice University that use nanotechnology to detoxify soil and water.
That's right. Michael Wong, who's a chemical engineer at Rice, uses particles made of gold and a metal called palladium that are just 4 nanometers across. That's about 20 or so atoms per particle. Palladium alone is pretty good at breaking down toxic chemicals, particularly a common one called trichloroethylene, or TCE. But when you put palladium and gold together, the particles break down TCE even faster and render it non-toxic. Plus, using these nano cleanup particles could be a lot cheaper than conventional water purifying methods.
So the nanoparticles not only detoxify groundwater, but also actually get rid of the dangerous chemicals by breaking them down. And it's less expensive to do this than what we do now.
Yep. The next step is to get the nanoparticles out of the lab and into the ground to make all those waste sites less hazardous.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Michael Wong at Rice University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.